Here are today's top stories. The Democratic National Convention wraps up in Philadelphia tonight with a huge, highly anticipated speech by Ariana Grande. No, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Hillary Clinton, that's what it is. Former Secretary of State, Senator, and First Lady will take to the stage to accept the nomination for president. She'll be introduced by her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, who will do her best Ivanka. Hopefully Hillary doesn't grope Chelsea like the Donald did. That's kind of weird. Look it up. President Obama spoke last night, and now Democrats are wondering if Hillary Clinton can keep up with that speech. The president did say she was the most qualified candidate in history. I don't know. George W. Bush did own the Texas Rangers for a while, so let's call it a wash. Closer to home, the Illinois delegation finally made some news today. Poor Mayor Rahm Emanuel. First, he's not invited to speak at the convention. Then he's prominently featured in President Obama's intro video, doubting the president. He was the villain, the foil. He was the one telling the president, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't make history. And then the video essentially said, good thing he didn't listen to that jerk. When asked about it, every prominent Democrat was like, who? Rahm? Rahm who? Don't you mean Ron? Who's got a name like Rahm? That dude may be a very unpopular mayor right now. I don't have a butt. I was going to do a butt there, but no butt. Sesame Street laid off some of their longtime human actors today. Sesame Street wants to go younger or just get cheaper labor overseas, which may explain why Cookie Monster now speaks Urdu. And Tickle Me Elmo is now put your fingers on my belly and move them in a way that may trigger laugh fun good time, Elmo. Have you been noticing shorter shorts, basketball jerseys, and packs of young teenagers throwing up on cue? That's right, it's time for Lollapalooza. It's the 25th anniversary of the festival, which means they get an extra day this year. So enjoy that, Chicago. And I feel for you, Metro commuter. You probably have to sit next to a soaked, smelly teenager with a skinny mustache on the way home tonight. He'll talk way too loud, then he'll fall asleep on your shoulder, and he will miss his stop. And he'll say it was the best time of his life. Whole Foods was rejected by the U.S. Trademark Office for their slogan, the world's healthiest grocery store. So they had to go with their second choice, the world's most expensive grocery store. Probably more accurate. Drake was in town this week. While he tore up the United Center last night, he introduced Kanye West to the hometown crew. It was a surprise. No word on whether or not Kanye will show up at Lollapalooza this weekend, but he did show up at Harold's Chicken Shack before the show. See, that's our TMZ. In L.A., he and Kim Kardashian, they go to the hot club. When he's here, he's ordering a three-piece breast platter. Chicago. In weather, super rainy, because it has to be. It's Lollapalooza. In sports, the Cubs hope to win tonight to break even with the White Sox. Chris Sale hits the mound at Wrigley. He's done with his suspension for cutting up throwback jerseys. Can't wait to see how the Cub faithful react. There better be a few clever signs, maybe some oversized scissors to taunt him behind the dugout. If I don't see this tonight, I have lost all faith in baseball humanity. Still, no word if Chris Sale will be traded. Speaking of trades, Aroldis Chapman pitched yesterday, and then he refused to talk to the local media afterwards because he was upset about the way he was treated during Napgate. Essentially, he said that he didn't remember the convo with management because he had just woken up from a nap. Then everyone in the Cubs organization said, no, that was lost in translation, and somehow the local media is at fault. Great start, Cubs. Great start, kid. But he throws so fast. The Bears practiced for the first time today, and we all enjoyed watching first-round pick Leonard Floyd carted off the field. Turns out it was precautionary because Floyd was sick. Lucky break. Also, Kyle Long suffered a calf injury. He's going to be shut down for a few days. So no big deal. I'd say the first non-contact, non-padded practice, rousing success. Can't wait till they actually touch each other. Bull star Jimmy Butler's back in town. If you love NBA superstars who will probably play all of 4 minutes, then you're going to love exhibition Olympic basketball. They should inject these stars with Zika now so they can get acclimated, right? Makes sense. That's how science works, right? And finally tonight, new hope in the fight against superbugs. Scientists believe that there are possible antibiotic options in our noses. Yep. So the phrase, up your nose with a rubber hose, it may be less of an insult now and more of a treatment for gonorrhea. So, there you go. That's the carryout for July 28th, 2016. It's raining, so free water for everyone. Still got to buy the chicken dinner.